providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are getting ready to roll here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge and Community Comment. And wanted to remind you, Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And they will also take care of your tubs, your bathtubs, that is, with built-in to stand-alone features. They also do tub-to-shower conversions. Turn your standard bathroom into a luxurious spa with tub-to-shower conversions. A tub-to-shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those that have trouble lifting their legs up and over the wall of a standard tub. And now, without further ado, we will jump into the action here on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We're going to spend the next, hour or so talking about scams and everything that you may have been contacted about and hearing that you have some questions about. Well, on the line with us for the next hour is Michelle Ryden. She's the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, and she knows all about this sort of thing. And Michelle, we appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about some of the scams currently going around.
Well, we are seeing a whole variety of them, and I think you could put many of them under the theme of consumers needing to be sure they know who they're talking to. And these scammers are really trying to impersonate a number of different government entities, both at the state and municipal level, and for that matter, the federal level. We're also seeing situations of old scams circling around again. So I'll just start with one that is pretty popular, and that's a Medicare replacement card scam. Here, consumers in Wisconsin have been contacted by scammers pretending to be government agencies, both the Wisconsin Department of Administration and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. easier to read than say. The scammers have claimed that consumers' paper Medicare cards expire this year and that they need to be replaced with a new plastic card. The scammers offer to help the consumers with paperwork to receive the new card, and this is really a very common tactic for Medicare scammers out there. Similar Medicare scams in the past have involved scammers offering to help consumers enroll, improve coverage, or find savings. And the idea is that the scammer is going to collect that personally identifiable information that they're randomly asking for in order to, in this case, get that new replacement card, that plastic card. So here in spotting this scam, know that real Medicare cards do not need to be replaced unless they're lost, damaged, or compromised by a scammer. There is no plastic card out there, so there's no upgrade in the type of card that needs to happen for consumers. And again, you know, for everyone, real government entities at all levels are not going to randomly contact consumers by phone to make changes to programs and services that they provide. They'll return phone calls. They'll do so during business hours. If you've placed a call, they're going to have the specifics of the information from the message you've left, but they won't cold call consumers with these options. So it's really important that consumers keep their information to themselves and don't share it with these cold callers that are out there.
Yeah, if maybe someone listening has a question for Michelle Reinen or a story of their own to tell, you can call or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. I'll give scam artists credit for one thing. They certainly do seem to be a pretty astute news consumers, because whenever there seems to be any new situation, scam artists create a new scam to take advantage of any questions or anxieties that people may have about what's going on.
You're absolutely right. They follow the headlines very well. They certainly follow the seasons and try to deceive consumers just with what's going on in the current season. So we see that as far as following the headlines with student debt loan scams, when there was lots of variation all throughout COVID and after, in the changes that were happening with individuals needing to pay back their student loans. We see it with the seasons when they try and set up fake charities, and we've had flooding and hurricane issues, and consumers trying to take, or scammers trying to take advantage of consumers during those types of situations. We anticipate seeing scammers try and deceive consumers as it relates to just the variations in the word tariff. And trying to create anxiety around that and deceive consumers through text messages and social media posts and creating that disadvantage for a consumer.
Yeah, that's the one that I find very interesting. Scammers are contacting people, just regular consumers, telling them they owe money because of tariffs.
Well, here, yeah, that they certainly could. We have seen situations, or anticipate seeing situations, similar to the text message scam that happened this spring, where consumers were contacted by text message indicating that they owed tolls from having traveled to a state with tolls, and if they didn't take action right away, that those individuals would be responsible for penalties and could also risk other enforcement action if they didn't pay that toll. Well, we're very concerned that government agencies will be impersonated here with shipping delivery companies, maybe even importers, and scammers could contact consumers and small businesses in this case with claims that they have to pay tariffs or provide private information before product that they bought can even be delivered. And here, if the consumer provides their personal information or payment information, they could lose their money and be at risk of identity theft. You know, we certainly know about the different shipping and delivery scams that are out there, and we imagine these tariff scams are going to take on that same look and feel, again, text message, email, or phone calls, just putting that fear into consumers that something they're waiting for will be delayed unless they pay more.
One helpful rule of thumb I would have to think is that when the government is trying to contact you on legitimate business, they're not going to text you.
No, they do not text. They do not post to social media. They might email, but again, that's in response and return to something you will have submitted them, or it could be because you've already done business with them. Let's just say you are required to have a permit or a license and it's time for that to be renewed. The government could send a letter or an email saying it's time to renew, go log into your account, and here's our website, but it's not going to be a link where you need to take action. You will have that information, and you will know that you've previously had that license or permit, and if you need it again this coming year. So you'll do that renewal accordingly and can go to that website and find that contact information and follow up on that. But they won't text. They're not going to post on social media for you as well.
And I suspect any government entity, federal, state, or local, is not going to ask you to supply them with passwords, account numbers, any such thing.
You're absolutely right. That's your private information that you need to keep to yourself, and you don't have to turn it over to these entities. You know, again, that could be government entities, or that could just be a large, well-known entity like an Amazon. You don't have to provide that in order to proceed. You use that to log into your account, and you log in the way you normally would, not by clicking a link in a message.
Very good. We're talking about scams with Michelle Reinen. She's the administrator of Wisconsin's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. We're going to take a break here, conduct some legitimate business, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Stand up for your right to be lazy by sitting down and reclining back. Embrace your lazy moments by getting comfy in Lazy Boy Furniture at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Celebrate the art of relaxation on National Lazy Day. Create your perfect sanctuary and unwind in ultimate comfort with Lazy Boy Recliners. Recharge after a long day in a cozy reclining sofa. Did you ever wish your recliner was easier to get out of or sit higher off the floor? Lazy Boy has a tall base option. We can also turn a rocker recliner into a swivel rocker recliner. With power reclining furniture, you can experience relaxation by simply pushing a button to raise your footrest or tilt the back. Push more buttons and you can adjust the headrest and lumbar support. Long live the lazy. Lazy Boy Furniture at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
Now's the time to save big on your summer projects with hot deals at Menards. You'll find great sale prices on select styles of patio block, siding, shingles, and steel roofing. Plus a great selection of pressure-treated lumber, perfect for your outdoor building projects. Stop in today before summer and all the hot deals are gone. Plus, sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer and exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Come out and support the hardworking men and women of the Iron Ridge Fire Department as they celebrate their 137th picnic August 7th through 10th at Fireman's Park in Iron Ridge. With live music featuring country, polkas, and rock, Redfish Remix, Boogie and the Yo-Yos, Mark Wayne, Sons of Scotty, and the Ryan Kautzer Band. Bingo, volleyball, softball, and bounce houses for the kids, Sunday chicken dinner, and the booze bar. Thursday, August 7th, enjoy a free corn roast at 5 p.m. and fireworks at dusk. August 8th, there's a Friday fish fry. On Sunday, August 10th, the huge parade starts at 11. Bring the family to the Iron Ridge Fire Department's picnic at Fireman's Park in Iron Ridge. Friday and Saturday night, ride the bus for free with the designated drivers program, with pickups and drop-offs available from Horicon, Mayville, and Theresa. For more info, visit the Iron Ridge Fire Department Facebook page. Come to the Iron Ridge Fire Department picnic August 7th through the 10th. Live music, fun for the kids, Sunday chicken dinner, and the booze bar.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And now, without further ado, we will throw it back to Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We are talking about scams this hour on Community Comment. The sophisticated ones that are going around, some of the old-fashioned ones, too. Maybe you've been contacted by someone, not sure it's on the level. You can go ahead and join the conversation. Give us or a text or a call at 920-887-9595 or call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. In our area, Michelle, one scam that is going around, and I imagine this is not unique to us, but people are calling people impersonating local law enforcement officers, telling them they need money. Tell us how that, how scammers can manage to do that.
Yeah, so they're using different technology to impersonate law enforcement officers. It could be that there's a warrant out for your arrest, or that you've missed jury duty, maybe that you have a traffic violation that's outstanding and need to make payment on that. There's always all sorts of, quote, reasons why law enforcement are making these calls and threats. Scammers are using different technologies, as I mentioned, to do this. They could be just spoofing the phone number, and that is creating misidentification on the caller ID. So that label looks like it's coming from a local number. They maybe label it to your local or county municipal law enforcement agency. And so you will answer the call, you know, thinking that it's law enforcement contacting you. And they'll often use the names of officers or the sheriff to indicate that the call is legitimate and say how you can make this payment and what you need to do. The other thing they could be doing as well is using artificial intelligence to mimic and misrepresent the local official. And they can do that by using voice cloning technology, so they will sound just like that sheriff in your area, and you'll think you're interacting with them. And through the voice cloning, they can get just a few seconds of audio that they may have picked up online or through social media. They can then have the chatbot technology read a script, or the voice clone just read this script and be responsive to texts that they're typing in, to questions that someone may receive. So the artificial intelligence or AI has really advanced some of these scams in an effort to get consumers to engage and hand over that personal information and make that payment. So we need to use our standard red flags here by knowing how processes normally work. You know, the law enforcement officials don't make phone calls when you have outstanding traffic violations or have missed jury duty. You're going to get letters about that. They're not going to ask for you to make payment over the phone for these things. You'll have to go down to the municipal buildings to make those payments so they can be tracked and measured. You'll also not be making payments through cryptocurrency or prepaid gift cards. It will be a traceable form of payment with your local government for those items. So then again, you have tracking there that such payment's been made, and it's a, I'll say, normal, quote, form of currency. It's a regulated form of currency as opposed to non-regulated currency.
Yeah, I think one thing that ought to tip people off, if somebody is on the phone talking to me wanting payment, as you say, by Bitcoin or by, gift cards, I think my spidey senses would go right off right away. But that's not necessarily always the case, I guess.
It is not, because the scammers are working very hard to convince consumers that not in this scam, but in other scams, that your life savings could be at risk of a scammer, and they're here to help you recover that and secure it. So they're encouraging consumers to withdraw their life savings and put it into a government protection machine, and take it to a local cryptocurrency machine so it can all be protected from seizure of the scammers, or the situation that they're involved in. And if someone doesn't have awareness or may have different situations that are creating confusion for them, you know, when older consumers are targeted they don't fall victim as often as younger consumers do for the scams. We've learned that through the data, through the Federal Trade Commission. However, when they lose money, they lose it at a higher rate or amount of money per scam. And some of that can be because of those circumstances that can surround aging. It could be that there could be medications that can create confusion or memory issues that can be advanced or isolation issues. So just awareness to current events and scams that are circulating and can feed into that. So again, scammers work hard to convince consumers that taking your life savings to secure it from a different scammer and depositing it into a cryptocurrency machine is the right method, and they hold you on the phone that entire time. It has worked. They've seen success stories for themselves in that way, and there's where we just need to keep working to get that message out.
I imagine another thing that makes older people more attracted to scammers is that someone of retirement age is going to have a lot more money squirreled away than somebody who's, say, 25.
That's right. They also may have more time and availability to be contacted by the scammer and engage more often. And so a scam may start with one step, but they'll keep returning and continue the scam, where a younger consumer may just identify it's a scam sooner or disengage and I don't have time for this, you know, type attitude and hang up and stop engaging, and the scammer moves on. So there are those factors that play into that. But that nest egg is very attractive to scammers.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break right here for the news, then be right back with Michelle Ryan of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, looking out for scams and how what we can do to avoid them. We'll be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas, it's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in, President Trump now says new 25% tariffs on India for buying Russian oil will begin in 21 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin holding talks with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow about ending the war in Ukraine. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet with top White House officials today, the meeting designed to strategize about the Jeffrey Epstein case. As to former Epstein girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, who met with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche last week.
Sources tell ABC News. The Justice Department is now considering releasing a transcript of the meeting between Blanche and Maxwell. The Trump administration has refused to release its full Epstein files. Now the Republican-led House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for them. The committee also subpoenaed 10 former government officials, including President Bill Clinton, inquiring about the Epstein investigation, prolonging a controversy Trump has tried to end.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Highway 33 from 26 to the east Dodge County line needs to be expanded to four lanes. That's according to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt and some other local officials. They say that stretch has gotten a lot busier in the last 5 years. In that time, it's had 250 crashes involving 442 vehicles. 105 people got injured and 5 people died. The sheriff has sent a letter to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation urging a study. A bat in Dodge County has tested positive for rabies. Dodge County Public Health says the bat was tested after possibly biting a dog. It does not look like any people have been bitten. Health officials say you should keep away from wild animals. Don't feed them, handle them, or approach them. Canada is having its second worst season for wildfires on record, and we're feeling the effects in Wisconsin thanks to weather patterns bringing wildfire smoke to the upper Great Lakes and Northeast. Craig Czarnecki of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Canada is getting warmer and drier with longer summers, shorter winters, and less rain and snow. The search is on in Norway for an award-winning climate journalist who grew up in Stoughton in south-central Wisconsin. Alec Loon was reported missing Monday. He was hiking in bad weather in a national park. He was not on board a flight to England where he was supposed to go home to his family. His wife is posting on social media urging anyone who may have seen Loon to get in touch. Wisconsin's home energy rebate programs are marking their first anniversary. Wisconsin got $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. The home efficiency rebate and home electrification and appliance rebate programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. More than $2 million in rebates have been given to Wisconsin families. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with highs around 84. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again, tonight 64. Slight chance for storms, tomorrow high of 85, mainly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 88 Friday with a slight chance of thunderstorms, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 74 degrees.
Choosing the right windows is key to your home's beauty, comfort, and efficiency. That's why Hometown Glass and Improvement features pinnacle windows from Lindsay. With sleek designs, cutting-edge energy efficiency, and a lifetime warranty, pinnacle windows from Lindsay save you money and add value to your home. Plus, they meet ENERGY STAR standards and are made in the USA. The Hometown Glass and Improvement team will guide you from consultation to installation. Visit the Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
Fly ball deep left. Yelich at the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch. Banging up against the wall in the process. High drive out to right center field. Hilliard racing back. Still back. It is off the top of the wall in right center. Hoskins chugging around third. He's going to slide in there in front of the throw. And the Brewers have tied it up at three on an RBI double from Jackson Churio.
This is Jeff Levering. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
This Thursday only, it's the Outdoor Truckload Produce Sale at the market at Beaver Dam. We're talking whole seedless watermelons, juicy strawberries, fresh picked sweet corn from Hoekstra's Market, and locally grown Athena melons. Get your hands on plump red raspberries, sweet peaches and nectarines, crisp green beans, bell peppers bursting with color, baby carrots, Vidalia onions, and russet potatoes from Alsum, plus so much more. And unlock crazy deals with the My Market app. Hurry in this Thursday only at the market at Beaver Dam. Supplies last.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And we are presented or brought to you in part by, McKintry's Home Furnishings. Visit their website at McKintry'sHomeFurnishings.com in downtown Beaver Dam on Front Street under the red awning. They are celebrating their 167-year anniversary, and they have picture framing services. McKintry's Home Furnishings stocks a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservation mattings and glass. This ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, oil paintings, wildlife prints, and award certificates. They've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you'll be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKintry's sales designers help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKintry's Home Furnishings. You'll be very happy you did. And we'll jump back into the action here on Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're talking about scams, how to identify them, how to protect ourselves against them, and losing, our whole life savings. It has happened in some cases. Let's not have that happen to you. If you have any questions or concerns, you want to join in the conversation, please call or text us at 920-887-9595. Or here at the studio at 885-4446. And Michelle Reinen, thanks so much for taking this hour to talk to us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Talking about these issues is one of the best prevention measures we can take. So I really appreciate the opportunity to help get the word out.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about social media. And one thing that I've come to really appreciate is that the amount of information that we put out there about ourselves on our own, we're inadvertently helping scammers quite a bit, especially if our settings are set to public and we're posting a lot of pictures of our faces, a lot of pictures of our friends and our kids' faces, a lot of information about our jobs, our vacations, our homes. We don't know. We're handing over a lot of information that people can use against us.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there are different ways that that information can be used. It can be used to take a scam and target it specifically to you with those circumstances. And artificial intelligence is going to help with that in generating very pointed, targeted profiles, often referred to as spear phishing attacks to individuals. Some examples of that might be if you've recently gotten a new job and you post that with excitement on your social medias, you could be at risk of a boss imposter scam where someone is going to pretend to be your new boss and get you to purchase gift cards and send them to them or hand over your personal information thinking you're filling out the employment forms in advance, all because the quote new boss is going to reach out to you with a text message or maybe an email welcoming you to the company and wanting you to get started in advance because they're eager to get you in place. And you won't know what those company policy and procedures are, or who the contacts are in HR, that this isn't common for your boss. We've also seen where consumers are targeted with investment scams using personally identifiable information. We've recently heard from a consumer who lost nearly $140,000 in one of these ongoing investment opportunity scams because they'd taken a legitimate online course, had been in interactions with their course instructor. Some time had passed. That instructor reached back out via social media just to check in on their progress. Well, really, it was a scammer. It wasn't the real instructor. And this scammer offered to help the consumer invest in cryptocurrency as part of that coursework that they'd taken where they were learning to effectively sell products on an online platform. So it didn't seem odd to the consumer. It was an additional extension of outreach. And there were all sorts of reasons why this consumer needed to pay additional money as they went along. Once they saw their investment grow to what looked to be over $1 million, after there'd been quite a pause in contact, the consumer reached back out to the fake instructor trying to get some of that money out in the form of physical bills. But there were, again, all sorts of reasons and delays and fake shipping and customs fees, fuel cost taxes, all sorts of reasons why the consumer needed to pay in even more money just to get their money out. And they never saw a dollar. They lost, again, up to that $140,000. But there were postings on social media about the classes they were taking and the successes they had, and so a scammer was available. But we've also seen where those social media posts can harm other friends and family because you post information publicly that you're going to be on vacation. Maybe you have a video file with your voice, And so that scammer does that voice cloning technology with artificial intelligence and then reaches out to friends and family members saying that you are in danger or something's happened on your vacation, creating an entire scenario as to how, let's say, a grandparent needs to help you out. And if you could just wire some money or, again, go pay some cryptocurrency or get those prepaid gift cards and send them. But in this case, you were doing something mischievous you weren't supposed to be, so keep it all a secret. So there's no family communication about the situation, and here someone else loses money just because you're being communicative through social media.
And another thing I understand is that the more images of your face that are out there, the better a scammer can craft something they can use to fool facial recognition technology and use that against you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we are seeing where reverse image searches to identify that pictures are being taken and used in other opportunities aren't working anymore because artificial intelligence and photo manipulation is happening. People are able to just use AI to create very convincing profile pictures, maybe even brief videos to enhance a fake social media account. So maybe you're involved in meeting somebody new on a romance site, a dating site, a friend site type situation. And we used to say do that reverse image search so you could see that that profile was posted many places. But they just now create a brand new image type situation. And you won't be able to see it used many places because each one has their own. Or deep fake videos are created using the postings that you have out there. And so you can't always trust who you're engaged with because if those deep fake videos have your face on it, maybe, or your boss's face on it, people are going to think it's legitimate and that it really is you out there. We've also seen some situations where people are being threatened through emails, messages, where there are, as you say, fake generated photos with your likeness on them, doing things you wouldn't want to have publicly known. You'd be embarrassed to have out there. And so they're trying to get you to pay money to keep that information quiet and not spread it around to others. We certainly saw a number of those going around this winter as well.
What can people do? Is it just enough to increase the privacy settings on your social media accounts? Is that enough?
That's a start. That is one start. Be considering what you first know who your friends are on social media. Make sure that they are real, legitimate, and not imposters. Then you need to consider your public versus private settings and clamp down on those. But even with that in place, be sure that you're considering what you're posting and what personally identifiable information that could avail others to. What dots can be connected through data mining and generation of data and searching for that information out there. You're going to want to clamp down on that. And then just to protect your account from takeover as well, you're going to want to be sure you're changing your password often, not auto-connecting all the time, but logging in, keeping that password up to date, long and strong is what we like to say, so it's a complicated password, and that it's unique to each application that you're logging into and not multiple logging into accounts. I indicated don't auto log in, but that also means don't let your social media log in and connect to your other applications because all that data could be shared across all those different applications and then with other affiliations or partners that the one app is working with. And then if there's ever a breach to the main app, that's a lot of information that could be compromised about you out there that could be for sale on the dark web. So there's a number of steps that you can take.
You mentioned something that rings true, rings home to me, is I'll often have subscriptions to, say, like a newspaper, and as I try to log in, I'll get an invitation to log in through my Facebook account, and I wouldn't have to enter any of that manually. Is that something I should be doing?
Yeah, that's that time savings step. You want to save time and be able to access and have things connected. However, now your patterns and habits from that newspaper subscription and where you land and navigate, that data could be fed back to the original app, your social media account, and more data can be collected in multiple locations about you. But think of it not just as the newspaper. What if you were auto-logging into your bank through your social media account? You're having access to more sensitive personal information, and you don't always want those connections to be made. You want those unique passwords, and if someone's able to get into one account, how many other accounts can they access just by gaining access to the one? So you need to evaluate each circumstance to say, do I want to allow this connection, or should I just go in and log in myself? But think about what you're doing at that app and what information about you it contains or controls.
We're talking about scams with Michelle Reinen, the administrator of the Wisconsin Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. We'll be right back after this break on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
The Doylestown Volunteer Fire Department's 62nd Annual Picnic is August 8th through the 10th. Friday kicks off with a fish fry, bingo, and a live barn show. Saturday brings a car show and softball tournament. Don't miss all the excitement on Sunday, too, like a parade, horseshoes, truck and tractor pulls, chicken dinners, and much more. Find the full flyer at Doylestown Fire Department on Facebook or contact Brandon at 382-8922 for more info. See you there with a lawn chair.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Join your Hire Insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 1110 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hire Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. We'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Hire Insurance, every Friday at 1110 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, it's about the letter B. There's bacon-wrapped Italian sausage rolls with cheese and pepper for $6.99 a pound. Whole pork butt, 8 to 10-pound average, is $2.19 a pound. And choice bone-in ribeye is $15.99 a pound. 3-pound packs of 10 Leroy's original pre-cooked brats are $3.99 a pound. And boneless stuffed pork chops with mushroom bread and jalapeno cheddar are $3.99 a pound. Don't miss fresh plain or smokehouse chicken legs for $1.29 a pound. Burger of the week is the All-American Green Pepper Cheddar Patty for $2.50 each. Brat of the week is 4 frozen green and gold brats for $6 per package. The Eat and Eat entree of the week is pepper steak with stir-fry veggies over white rice with an egg roll. Get that for $8.99 each. Visit the Brat Fries in Horicon the 9th and Fox Lake the 10th. Fox Lake Barbecue Shack is open the 9th. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with the last segment for today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're talking about scams with Michelle Reinen of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection of Wisconsin. If you have a question or a comment, call or text 920-887-9595 or call us at 885-4446. We've been talking about all the sophisticated ways that scammers can get to us electronically, Michelle, but that doesn't mean that the old-fashioned low-tech ways of trying to bilk up some money have gone away.
I mean, scammers use the latest technology to steal consumers' information, but they'll still use the old reliable methods, and that means letter campaigns, if you will. We've heard from some consumers who've received some imposter letters that have been pretty extreme in their presentation, and consumers need to be aware that these fraudulent letters could end up in their mailbox.
Any telltale signs that this scary letter you've just opened is a fake?
Well, let me give you one of the examples, and we can point out those signs. So one letter claimed to come from a Canadian law firm, and it stated that the Wisconsin recipient was eligible to claim a stranger's life insurance policy worth almost $10 million. And the reason given was that the original policyholder had no other relatives or beneficiaries, but they shared a last name with the Wisconsin consumer and was possibly a distant relative. The letter was addressed directly to the consumer using their correct name, and it was printed on official-looking letterhead. And the law firm asked for 10% of the money, so over $980,000 in order to process the claim. You know, they asked for that money before the consumer would get any of the $10 million. So, one, that's not how a process works. Any money that a law firm would get would come out of your beneficiary funds, if you will, that you would receive. The Canadian law firm, if you'd checked on them, didn't even exist. So that was another identifier in this situation. What's not here that I didn't mention is that they were asked to complete a form, which, okay, that may happen, but you're not going to do that until you're fully engaged with someone. And they're just using hopes and dreams of people being able to land a lot of money here to see, you know, to engage with this and not think through the process. So we always need to pause when we're presented with an opportunity. Maybe that's winning something, maybe that's a penalty or a fee or a fine that we're going to have to pay. Always pause to talk through it with someone you trust and just think through, is that the process? Is that how this is supposed to work so you can do things? And then you need to verify, is who's reaching out to you, is that legitimate? Does the company truly exist? Would they really contact me in this way, this manner? So if it's government, are they going to text me? Or would they send me a letter? Should it have a phone number? I can validate that on the government's legitimate website, and so now I need to go research that myself. But if it's a scammer out there, a different kind of message, you still need to check and make sure that things truly exist. And then, if they're asking you to make a payment, do you see red flags on the type of payment? Do you need to pay this before you get your winnings or your earnings? It should be able to come out of that. Am I being asked to pay by cryptocurrency, wiring money, prepaid gift card? So again, ways to just pause and think through all the steps. And then, you know, always call consumer protection to check things out is an option as well.
And you can't be too careful when someone is knocking at your door purporting to be from a legitimate charity.
No, you absolutely can't. We've heard from some consumers out of the southeast part of the state that had actually lost more than $4,000 to a scammer who had pretended to be a legitimate charity. They were going door to door, and they had promotional literature, examples of the charity's mission. Things were very professional looking that they had developed. The consumer then thought, okay, this looks good, and they agreed to give $40, handed over their credit card because the individuals walking around were taking payment by credit card through their phone, an app on their phone. Well, the consumer handed it over and didn't have any more oversight, and the scammers put it in for $4,000 rather than $40. Never saw that, was told they'd get an email receipt. It never came. They checked in with their credit card, and that's when they learned it was $4,000. But there's two sides to this. There's the scam side, but there's the, it was face-to-face and the consumer was engaged. The credit card company didn't allow the dispute to go through because the consumer agreed to donating. And they were part of the transaction and had the opportunity to oversee the amount that was put in. And so they didn't accept the disputed charges, and the $4,000 went through. So this is one where you are present in part of your card. Stay part of the transaction to be sure what you're agreeing to is what's being posted, to be sure you don't lose out that way.
Michelle Reinen of the Wisconsin Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. It's been an hour well spent, Michelle. I want to thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you. If anyone has questions, please call the DadCap Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Or there's tons of information on our website at datcp.wi.gov.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for being with us.